Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. I'm here with my first podcast guest. I'm joined by my friend, Jenna Kingsley. Jenna's a writer, a comic, a lover of dysfunctional things. Maybe that's why she likes me. But seriously, I definitely recommend after you listen to this, look up some of Jenna's YouTube videos and you can find them elsewhere too. There's an amazing one called Social Networking in Real Life. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
No Selfie Zone. There's a Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Check those out. Your social networking has like over 1 million views.
It does.
You're like legit.
I am very important.
Who knew? And Kayleen is here with us. We just can't figure out three sets of headphones.
Hi, everyone.
She's over there in the corner.
So Jenna and I, we're going to have some fun. Yeah. Maybe wrong choice of words because I do want to touch on quickly coronavirus.
Also fun.
Yeah, exactly. Fun for Friday. We record on Friday. We're also going to talk about the Goop Netflix show. Jenna has some thoughts.
Yes, I know.
And Jenna's sort of like recently new to the healthy game. She's just described herself when we were going through things that she used to eat like a 14-year-old boy. We both have boys. But she's converted. She's like seen the light a little bit. So do you want to say anything about you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm glad I'm your first. Yeah. I feel very honored and I'm excited to be here. So you'd like to talk about my new to the health and why?
No, just anything.
I mean, look, I love Lauren and I love Food Trainers. You have had a big impact on how I view food. I've always been a terrible eater. I just always have been.
She's naturally skinny.
So I didn't really have the impetus of like dieting, and I had no idea about the connection between what goes in your stomach and how it affects your brain or
right.
that to me, or your health. Like
right.
I just didn't think of it that
but
way.
But I love, like to me, I guess I'm so biased because obviously people that come to me, they've usually been around the block in terms of health.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you're like this like cool guinea pig because you've like, it's like you've been on an island somewhere.
I know.
You know, like this, it's like this part of your brain hasn't been developed. So
exactly.
When you ask questions to me, I'm like, oh, that's good for me to know. Like people don't know
people
that.
People don't know. Yeah. I am ignorant. You know, even, okay, so I remember about—
I didn't say you were ignorant.
But I'm saying okay. it. I'll say it for you. I 5 or 6 years ago, I remember telling you that I was going to break my sugar habit for 30 days. And I was so excited.
I think we tried
to
put you on a squeeze.
But you yeah. did. I was so excited to tell you because I was like, she's going to be so proud. And I thought kicking your sugar habit meant not having dessert, not having candy, not
That's
having
good.
Chocolate yeah. or cake. And then you're like, oh, but there's like more than that. And you sent me your September squeeze, which I don't know if it's still available, but people, you should check it out. And you're like, if you want to kick sugar, it involves taking sugar out of other parts of your mm-hmm. diet, like white flour, or I didn't even know ketchup had sugar. Like
right.
talk about ignorant. Mm-hmm. I thought sugar was just in candy.
Obvious sugar, yeah.
So I was like, oh boy, this is going to be hard. And
the truth is, if somebody is out there, like there is merit in taking out like the obvious sugar.
There's,
you know. You know, like the junk of the junk, the
right.
cakes, the candies. If you want to start there, I was a little like more aggressive and mean with Jenna because she's my friend.
She gave me this September squeeze that was so militant. And I didn't cheat on it with like sugary things.
Right.
But I did have wine because
right.
I'm a drinker and that was not going to happen.
But sometimes it is easier, even when something's completely new and foreign, just to like dive in
yeah.
versus, you know,
yeah.
dabbling.
So, and it was helpful. And I have to say like that reset it. And while my sugar cravings, I still was like a chocolate addict, but I used to not be able to like walk into CVS or Duane Reade and pay for something at the register without buying like 6 or 7 different kinds of candy. It was just like a habit.
That's like next level.
Yeah. I'm crazy. Like people know me when they come to my house. They're like, do you still have all those candy jars? And the truth is now I can have candy jars, but I also not feel like I have to eat the candy all day.
Like it's calling you.
It's not calling me. I don't like buy Sour Patch Kids to have like.
Oh, can you wait? Oh, just we're going to get to the coronavirus, but like I like chocolate. I'm
yeah.
much more of a savory, you know, cheese,
yeah.
you know, French fry girl if life had no rules. What's the deal with, like, Sour Patch Kids have like a unique niche in people's lives.
It's a tart. It's a sour.
It's a sour thing. Okay.
That you're like, my taste buds would just crave. And I've kind of like, I still will enjoy it, but it's, I don't get like at 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I need like,
well, that's the thing is, I think what it, like, insert whatever treat it is, like, we're completely not against what anybody does once in a while.
It's, yeah.
Work on what you're doing all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think, you know, like, now the reason I finally ultimately became way healthier, and there's room for probably more whey. But I, you know, I was telling you, Lauren, it started because a Trader Joe's opened on my corner a little over a year ago. And it was a dark, cold winter.
I know where
winter.
This is going. Yeah.
Dark, cold winter. And Trader Joe's is kind of set up like Disney World. When you leave a ride, you leave through the gift shop. So first you have to go like through the ravioli and the pizzas and like, and you, there's so much.
Trader Joe's is another thing that like I have like a pen. I can't handle Trader Joe's.
I know
Joe's.
That you are very not pro. But so I was buying like pizzas and ravioli and then on my way out, I would buy desserts that I'd never buy because they were packaged so nicely and everything's like $2.99.
You're like, they're like dream customer.
I literally,
like,
I'm a coming. Sucker. They're like, she's coming, coming. Move it to the aisle. Move it to the aisle. So I was like literally waking up having like English toffee for breakfast. I was having ravioli for lunch. I was having like pizza before dinner.
How are you feeling?
I started to feel worse than I'd ever felt in my life. And
it reminds me of like the Super Size Me movie.
Super Size Me, but with Trader Joe's. Like, I should have made a documentary. So I was that. And the problem is like, because I wasn't putting on weight, like I didn't make that correlation.
Right.
But I actually went to the doctor because I thought I had Alzheimer's. My brain got so foggy. I couldn't remember things. You know, I'm a comedy writer, so I'm pretty quick. And suddenly I was like, is this what happens like when you start to get older and you don't, you just like lose your brain? Or do I have Alzheimer's? Or is it like...
And obviously, because it wasn't like at the forefront of your, you know, brain, you weren't thinking, no, I'm eating toffee for breakfast.
I literally made zero connection. I went for blood tests. I went for like hormone tests. And they're like, you're okay. Like, but then I was like, you know what? Let me do a reset. Let me do the no sugar.
Right.
And so I started again with that. And I did it for, I felt so much better. Mm-hmm. And I
think people don't realize sometimes how foggy you feel, because it's I think people think of bloat and they think of maybe being tired until you don't feel foggy. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in a life state of not knowing how people had energy all the time.
Right.
I'm pretty high energy, but also I'd feel like I went into like a slump.
A coma.
And so when I did my 30 days this time, I also got really into vitamins and supplements in a way that like, I mean, I've literally ordered every single thing you've ever talked about. Like, and that to me, like, I have the vitamin cases and I love it. And I'm organized about nothing, but I'm organized.
And the thing I think about vitamins, because I definitely obviously think, you know, like the vitamins don't help you if you're not doing the other stuff, but A, it doesn't require a lot.
No.
You know, like to take a vitamin if it's in your house, it's like a no-brainer. And then it kind of makes you feel like you're like on it, you know?
Yeah.
Like
totally. You're like, I'm trying to be healthy, I'm taking steps. And you know, it was, now I don't think I'd ever really go back there because I understand for me
the connection
with my brain and my health. And it's also, as we get older, you're more conscious. I think when you're young, you're just like, whatever.
I think that's how we were.
Yeah. But now I think Instagram has also made everyone really healthy because everyone's making like a shake at all times on Instagram.
A green smoothie.
Exercising.
Yeah, I'm like, are they really eating that? Okay. Let's talk a little about coronavirus because we could definitely like riff all day. Just because it's so funny. I went home to, my younger son is Jenna's son's age. And I went home and my son was like, Mom, like nobody's talking about this. Like you're like more freaked out than anybody. I'm like, no, Wes.
Yeah.
I was like, Wes, you haven't been in my office. You don't know like what's going on.
Right.
So I think like the panic kicked in a little bit. We also record usually a week before you're hearing this. So who knows what's going to happen then. But there's like, where do you stand on like corona panic?
So it's really interesting because I happen to be the most anxious person ever and I worry about everything. But for some reason with the coronavirus, and I was thinking about this actually yesterday. We live in such a bad news cycle now. There is bad news every minute of every day to the point where, unfortunately, we're like all conditioned to be like, oh, another shooting. Oh, a flood.
Right.
Oh,
the world is on fire. So this feels like that to you.
So I don't know if I've become like dead inside and I'm just numb.
See, but to me, like I'm totally with you because I'm not like when I see people like stocking up for hurricane, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like
totally.
Like relax.
100%.
Like, we're going to be fine. It's going to be like one day. This to me feels like, maybe it's because I have a trip planned and I'm like following it really closely.
Yeah.
But it feels like could we be quarantined? Like,
well, I wasn't worried. Here's my answer. I wasn't worried. And then when I started seeing like people were quarantining themselves and also like someone flew back from Italy and they put like one person per row. They didn't want people sitting next
to them. As if that's going to help.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And now with all these cases springing up and then I know those paper masks don't work, but the fact that you can't buy them now is scary.
I know.
Purell is like sold out.
They were so, the price was so jacked up for the ones you could get. I couldn't get, my friend told me what was like the best.
Yeah.
And I went on Amazon and I like seriously considered and I'm like, and I'm somebody who's not like, you know, sort of, I'm pretty prudent when it comes to buying things. I'm like, should I buy it for $500?
Right.
You know, it was like, what is,
I
like,
heard the
should
only
I buy it for one kid and not
those
two?
Actual respirator.
The respirator. That's what it's like called, like N95 or something. So I think, first of all, on that, like definitely let's give a listen to our healthy travel podcast as we went through like a lot of things in terms of like sanitizing and if you are traveling, that kind of thing. I'm definitely, you know, I'm not a germaphobe in general at all.
Like, neither am I.
I wash my hands, but like, I'm not nuts about it.
Me neither.
I actually realized with all this panic, like how bad a hand washer I am. I'm now trying to do like the whole happy birthday thing.
Well, I've always stood by, you know, when my son was born, his pediatrician was like, let the dog lick his toys. Let's, you know, don't constantly Purell. I believe that like you build a tolerance.
Totally. We know that now with your microbiome. It's like good for you to have exposure.
So I'm not a psycho about it at all.
But I definitely did. Like I have to say, like I came home from work and I was like, you know, is Food Kit going to have, that's a grocery delivery. Are they going to have groceries? I got like cases of water.
I heard white rice is sold out everywhere.
I'm like, is that what you want to eat? I guess it's like, no, but I did. I was like, if I'm locked in the house, am I going to be like as anal as I usually am? I brought pasta. You know, my kids are going to be like, you know, sort of like full of gluten. I got jarred tuna, nut butters, a freezer stuff.
I have to go right now because I have to go shopping.
The only frozen vegetable we ever have are peas because frozen peas are pretty good. But like now I'm like, okay, if it's no broccoli or frozen broccoli, I'm going to go frozen.
I'm going to have to eat farmer's dog because I have a lot of that in my freezer right now.
That's the problem. That's like
it's
half my freezer.
Yeah.
So definitely check out Shop Food Trainers. We elaborated in terms of like specific supplements and things. I mean, you really just want to keep your immune system in tip-top shape. But sleep, hydration, I like went in and like yelled at the boys. I was like, you need sleep. Your immune system will be suppressed. But I think that, I think it can't hurt to, you know, sort of put some healthy things in the house. I think sometimes that's like stress relieving.
Yeah.
But it is interesting like where people fall that, you know, some people are like whatever and other people are like me.
Yeah. I do think travel is going to be an issue over this. I think, you know, a lot of schools are canceling their summer abroad programs. I think that we're going to see it like that.
Well, I think you also are in like a holding pattern. Like you can't plan.
Right.
Like, you know, who knows what's going to happen? You know, my niece is getting married. I'm like, no offense, Sam, but like, I'm like, that
Where
has
is she
to
getting
be,
married?
I mean, Cape Cod, but
I think you could drive there, by the way.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But like, if you have people flying in from
it. Like New Jersey.
Okay. Switching gears. Okay. The other thing, now that we've like, you know, topics covered an important topic, Jenna and I share and bond over like a love of embarrassing TV.
Yes.
And please don't lose respect for me, but we are both. I don't even want to say this.
Just say it.
We are actually both watched Love is Blind, which Kayleen, how old are you?
26.
Kayleen's 26 and couldn't get through it. Jen and I got through
it. I live there now.
But we're also in a Facebook group for the show.
By the way, every time I see you posting it, I die. I get so excited. And now I've added one of my friends and she's posting it.
I really feel like it's a very smart group.
It's a very smart group. Yeah. It's not like a trashy group. We are very highbrow.
How did you find this?
Lauren found it. Okay. So
I'm not gonna I'll give you the backstory in a minute. I am sure we could talk about Love is Blind, but let's talk a little bit about Goop and the Goop
yes.
has. So if you haven't seen it, Gwyneth Paltrow and her editor, what's her editor's name? The one who does it with her?
Oh God, it escapes me now.
Okay, it escapes me too. It escapes all of us, so I don't know what that means, but it definitely lent a lot of credibility because yes. she's super smart. Very they have smart. A Netflix show, and each show is a different, well, like sort of semi-obscure wellness topic. There's one with a psychic and another on, you know, hallucinogenics and controlled settings. Do you have a favorite episode?
So I don't have a favorite. I happen to, let me think. Do I have a favorite? I really enjoyed basically all of them. I found the energy healing a little bit difficult to watch. And
totally.
This is, I'm someone who goes to an energy healer, mm-hmm. but it doesn't look as dramatic.
Well, you probably don't film it.
I definitely don't film it, but I also know it's not like,
yeah.
I want to try that guy. I mean, if he's doing it, that's amazing.
It came up for everyone. So I watched this, I read every scientific study and I try to watch everything, even if it's, you know, like, Kardashian's revenge body. Yeah, exactly. For research, quote. But I have to say, I enjoyed this. I wasn't like cringing as much as I expected to.
Yeah. No. Well, I did have a favorite. The Intuit one was my favorite.
The psychic.
Yeah. And because I think I'm a little bit of a witch, I think I have that. So I kind of now want to like take a workshop.
The great thing about that, so what they do also is they have like, apparently everybody who works at Goop is like, hot and stylish
yes,
too.
Yes, obviously.
See them, but they could just be smart. But they have them going through these experiments, and the psychic or intuit, there was somebody who was like, I don't buy this. This is like total BS.
Yeah.
I'm determined not to get anything
she
from it.
She did not want to be open to it.
And there was like, if you watch it, there's a really interesting example with that. But I think a lot of people are coming to the table like, I don't believe it either.
Correct.
So it's kind of relatable. I like most of them. Definitely didn't like the energy healing thing.
Yeah.
It just felt like, I mean, it crossed into creepy.
Yeah. Creepy. Julianne maybe is in a cult. I don't know.
Julianne, what's her name? Julianne Huff?
Yeah. It was a little culty. Yeah.
She has like scary eyes.
Something about that episode. Yeah. I don't know.
But everyone says that. So
really?
Yeah. I think it's.
It's the least legit.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was. That's true.
Yeah, it felt like it was like, I just, for some things, and I think it's like the Saturday Night Live and all of us, like it felt already like a spoof, you know, it's, I just spit on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it felt like a spoof. And you know what though, the thing I really enjoyed about the Goop Labs, and one of the reasons I really am, I am into a lot of alternative therapies and healings and like kind of off the beaten, you know, it shouldn't surprise you about me, but one of the things they talk about very early on in the Goop Labs episodes is they say like it's about optimization of self.
Mm.
And
that phrase is going to rub some people the wrong way.
I know, but it's something that I really personally didn't pay close attention to until like maybe 2 years ago
right.
about optimization of self. And it's something that I kind of strive for now, just like, you know, being the healthiest I could be or using like my talents as, you know, self-motivating in ways.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that maybe it's just because of the lens I look through everything through.
Did you look at everything?
No, that in one way you were like, you know, sort of not so into nutrition and all things healthy, but you're very open-minded because it's so, the way you describe, like I try everything too.
Yeah.
And you know, I think some people are like, just look at things. You can't, I think what appealed to me and what they did was that, you know, they could have played it much safer with the topics that they chose.
Yeah.
You know, they could have done a lot more with nutrition. I mean,
They went for it with the vagina. It's like a whole
my sister-in-law texted me. I'm like, just starting to watch it. And she's like, I didn't know that women like made their cha-chas, you know,
that
sort of look perfect. I didn't know that like not all vaginas look like porn.
I mean, Betty Dodson, I think we all need to go visit Betty Dodson just to go.
Those workshops.
I think she's in New York. I think you guys.
Will you go? That would be a good YouTube.
Just send me out and I'll report back.
Yeah, that probably won't happen. I mean, I would want to be there. I just wouldn't want to do it. You know? Like, I would want the information. Anyway, yeah, I like that one.
Oh, yeah. So I told you I was going to Wim Hof this weekend.
Oh, right. Really? Yeah, so there's, yeah, tell us about
it. Okay, so there, I'm, again, really into like these alternative trying. I will try anything once, which has always been like a blessing and my greatest downfall. I have a place upstate and in Great Barrington, this guy is doing like a Wim Hof River.
Okay, so it's the Wim Hof episode. I think they filmed it in Tahoe, maybe?
It's a breathing technique that basically optimizes yourself.
It's like a polar bear plunge, too.
It's a polar bear plunge. But you learn breathing techniques similar to what I guess is Lamaze or something. I don't know.
Did you do Lamaze?
I did, but I didn't pay attention. Yeah. I had an epidural, so. So he's doing this thing where we're doing a cold plunge in a lake, which I was so excited to do. And then I looked at the weather, though, and it's 28 degrees. And
are you like somebody who's sensitive to cold?
I hate the cold.
Me too.
I hate the cold. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to follow through with it.
No, you have to do it.
I
mean, now you're recording this.
I know.
Everyone's going to go and see if there's like a picture of you.
I know. It's like I'm so torn. Maybe. I will report to you guys if I do it. There will be some pictures somewhere on my Instagram.
I love that. And this was like totally impromptu. We were planning to do this. And then she's like, yeah, I'm going to Wim Hof this weekend.
I want to try like all of it. I do.
No, I felt that way too. And it's funny because I get where people hate Goop. I get, but I think like she's also doing a lot of good stuff.
Like the vagina candle is a great thing.
Yeah. Did you guys follow that? Or like the jade eggs. Like I that's not interesting to me, but I think that that's what gets people's attention.
It gets people's attention. You know what? I think that Goop Labs, what I like is that again, it's like this alternative, different way to look at things that people are not so familiar with and just familiarizing them with all of those things.
And that, in you saying that, it made me feel, and that's what people hate. They're like, this is weird.
Right,
this
it's
is,
weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been like, literally, I'll go to any psychic, any medium, like
I have
any
a good,
energy healer.
I have a good shaman. Person for you.
I have a shaman that you should go to, like who's the best. But I just believe in like all of that. Not even like a blind belief. I'm not calling like Madame Cleo, but I do believe there is something in the universe.
And some people just have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so weird. I actually, and a client suggests things to me all the time, even though I recommend things too. Client had sent me to this person. Like the second they left the room, I made an appointment.
Yeah.
They're like, when are you going? I'm like, the first appointment that was available.
And what was, what was
he's it? An intuitive. He doesn't like the word psychic. But so I screenshotted the, if anybody caught this, I screenshotted the appointment. So I had it for the next day after when I was going to it. It like posted itself as a story. And all of a sudden I'm getting these comments like, oh, he's, you know, he knows everything. He knows too much. I'm like, what? How do people know that I'm going?
Stop. And they're like,
no, I swear to God.
This is now who knows what's been on my stories.
Again, believe what you will, but it definitely lived up to the hype. So let's do our Q&A. We usually do a segment where we answer a question, but I'm going to ask you a question.
Please,
now. Ready?
Ask away.
So Jenna's dating a vegan.
I am dating a vegan.
And he's really nice.
He's really nice.
I met him at a 1920s party, which is a whole other story.
A whole other story.
And by the way, he was eating paella that definitely
was
had fish stuff.
Was he eating the paella?
Well, he said he was like picking around it. Oh, he was probably hungry.
Yeah, he was probably hungry.
But he probably had fish stuff.
Okay, he'll be listening.
So how does like the formerly unhealthy, you know, Trader Joe's ravioli eater...
So
how does that work?
I have to say he has been very instrumental. I gave up meat and dairy 10 months ago. And
you're giving up everything.
I still eat fish, but I don't eat meat or dairy. Now, for me, the meat jump wasn't so difficult because I have not had red meat since I was 10. My mm-hmm. mom gave it up when I was 10, and then we were a chicken house.
There's a lot of those.
We were a chicken house.
Chicken can be like as dirty as
chicken,
meat, but yeah.
Exactly. Okay. In fact, the more I know now, I think grass-fed beef is
better than a lot of the chicken, totally.
So
look how much you know.
I know. Like, my friends always say, they're like, if there was anyone that wasn't going to do
like, this, I can't believe that just came out of your mouth.
I know. It's crazy. But so I can't, I love sushi. I love salmon. I love raw bar. I can't, that's not, but what I did want to give up was dairy just from like, you know.
So you went more that way. Because like I have a friend who went vegan for a year
yeah.
and her husband was, he's like, you have to talk to her. Like, oh, I don't want to go out to eat with her.
Well, here's the thing about Kevin is
She said his name.
I know I said his name. He is very, he's like a big guy. He's a firefighter. He is an Ironman. He is an eater.
Yeah.
So he is not like,
right.
Okay. So my ex-husband is a vegan. He's been a vegan for years. My mom is a vegan. I'm surrounded.
Okay. Okay. So
to me,
it sounded new. To you, it's not so new.
It's not so new. But so like, I never go out with him and feel like he's like having grass. Like he'll eat more than anyone.
Okay.
And
that makes it different.
That makes it different.
Yeah.
I have to say my ex-husband only eats like lettuce. Like he's like, he doesn't want to eat anything processed or like he's.
Oh my God, I feel so normal and liberal.
I know.
To these people.
So,
it's not a big deal for you.
It's not a big deal for me. But what it was that he was good at educating me on like dairy. And he never said, don't eat it.
Mm-hmm. So he's not preachy.
Well, he's preachy, I guess, on his Instagram. But in real life,
yeah,
he doesn't care what someone's like, you know, to a degree. But he's also, though, crazy about chemicals like in products.
Right.
So he also got me aware of like my shampoo is killing me and all that.
Right. Oh, good.
So,
excellent.
But I gave up dairy.
Wow.
And I have to tell you something that I have suffered from allergies my entire life, like terrible debilitating allergies in the spring. And this was the first
Fine with dairy at Food Trainers. I'm just going to say.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, I'm not saying give up dairy.
Yeah.
And I also want to also say one thing he does always say is, you know, if I'm getting it from a farm upstate, it's a totally different story.
I think it's the answer to everything. And people don't like this because they definitely like to be in their camps. And we talked about this in our Game Changers episode, which people really liked, even though we completely dreaded. Did you see that movie?
Which one?
The vegan movie.
Game Changers?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
But it's about quality.
Yeah.
Like if you, like name your food category, name the foods you eat, eat the best version of those foods, you know?
Yeah. No, that's the thing. And it's also like everything in moderation. Look, I say I don't eat dairy.
I don't like everything in moderation.
But the truth is I do eat Reese's the Trader Joe's butter cups. And those
so
are
you still go to Trader Joe's?
I do, but I am.
Okay, so she's a hypocrite.
I am not. I go to Trader Joe's, but I am a smarter shopper.
Okay, good. Do you have a question for me?
I have so many questions for you.
Okay, no pressure.
What is your stance on the whole CBD craze?
So it's another example of, I was like, I hope she asks a question that I can answer.
Can you answer that?
Of course I can answer that. You know, that's a perfect example of there's so much crap in the CBD space because there's so much money to be made. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like CBD tampons. There's like, you know, a lot of crazy. I haven't tried those. I do draw the line somewhere.
Okay.
So it's really important, you know, that you get a good quality CBD. And then the question is, I think the question with anything is, so I see the main mechanisms as better quality sleep, pain management, and sort of various forms of anxiety, getting help with those. So if you don't need help in any of those, who doesn't need help with anxiety? That's another episode. But again, so if that appeals to you, I love Wildflower. I love a brand called CBD. And I think it's, you know, sort of remarkably helpful, but it doesn't work for everybody. Why are you curious about it?
Well, I've tried the Select CBD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm undecided on whether I think it helps. I don't even know if I'm taking enough, mm-hmm. like the droppers. Mm-hmm. But it's something, you know, look, I have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer, I have nothing against medicating for it, but I prefer if there were natural ways to manage it.
Very Gwyneth.
No, I agree. And I think the thing with a lot of natural remedies though, so like a natural sleep aid versus like a Unisom or CBD versus a Xanax, is it's so much more subtle.
Yeah.
That a lot of the time until people like stop taking a vitamin or run out or something like that, do you really realize that it's helping?
Right.
With the CBD, I take it at night. I have my whole night lineup, which I've talked about a lot.
When I need to get that from.
But like, I just feel like I sleep better. And that to me is like enough of a reason to do it.
Yeah.
And then I take them before parent-teacher conferences. I don't know. It's like,
do you feel relaxed when you take it?
It's funny. I feel very relaxed when I take it. I have a friend who's another RD, and she posted that she feels like she takes it in the morning and feels like she's so much more clear.
Okay.
It's like a very good example of like, I could never take that in the morning.
Because you'd...
I just feel like chilled out. Yeah. You know, and I know that's not how I like to feel when
Speaking
I'm...
Speaking of morning.
Yeah.
You gave me a vitamin. That yes. I love.
Which one?
It's like a natural Ritalin. That's not what it's supposed to be. But it's
what is
the,
it? Which one?
The mind health.
Oh, the brain vitamin?
Brain vitamin.
I take that too. It's
yeah,
like the
I
purple.
Love that. The purple. I yeah. take two a day.
Yeah. It's I think it's
and it feels good.
Yeah. I just, you know what? It's like I feel like
you take the under 40 or the over 40?
I take the over 90. I take the over 40. Is there like different age?
There's there that one just happens. We have an over 40 and under 40, but it's we'll post that in the show notes. It's I first heard about it. Now I'm stuttering. I first heard about it at PaleoFX and Dr. Perlmutter, who again is very polarizing. He's a neurologist. He did Grain Brain, but he was talking about it's sort of like a multivitamin for brain.
Okay,
it has some turmeric in it. It has a little bit of vitamin D in it. And then it has like select nutrients, but it definitely makes you feel like a little sharper. Natural Ritalin is nice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, especially for someone who has terrible ADD as I do. Oh, I have one more. Can I ask you one more question? What do you think? I take a probiotic every day because of you. One that I got from the food trainers. And then this doctor, no, was it? Who came out with this?
Oh, you sent me something.
I sent it to you. Someone came out talking about how we don't need to take a probiotic because of our microbiome. And what's your feeling on that?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm like a fan of like food first. So we're big fans of like fermented foods, which would be things like apple cider vinegar and, you know, non-dairy or dairy yogurts. And for those, Kayleen and I love them, krauts and kimchi and things of that nature. Definitely eat those. Okay. They're sort of, you know, they're things that people unfortunately don't always eat every day.
Right.
Take a probiotic as an insurance policy. Take a good one. Take one with lots of different strains. I mean, I hear all the time, like, how much of a probiotic is actually like making its way and populating, you know, where you want it and that kind of thing. Like, I can't like give an exact answer for each person's intestines.
Yeah.
But I take one, you know, my kids take one.
And I have one last question.
And that's just one more thing on that. Like, I feel like it's so easy to say, you know, this one study didn't show that. I always feel like what's the, like, of course there's a cost, but like, what's the downside of taking a probiotic? Like, do I really care if like 20 billion instead of 30 billion, like really functions in my, you know?
Right.
So I feel like, again, like it's definitely doing more, you know, and I now have 15 years experience with clients taking probiotics. So I have all that anecdotal evidence to believe in them.
Well, I'm going to keep taking it.
Yeah, keep taking it. So probiotics are really helpful regardless whenever you take them. There is a school of thought in some research, and a lot of people are like, what? I'm taking it in the morning. That if you take it at night, overnight, it sort of does its thing better. It kind of makes sense if you think about as you're resting, it's like going off and like giving you, you know, sort of making your real estate in your intestines better. But take it whenever you remember to take it.
Okay.
You know, I think anytime there's a few things like vitamin D you have to take in the morning. If something really relaxes you, like you said, the Calm gummies.
I really am a fan.
But take that, you know, like for me, I have to take those at night. But really, like taking it at all is better than not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this was fun.
Wait, can I ask one more question? I know. Can I or no?
Yeah, well, the episode might go a little longer than people like. But
it's
maybe.
Just, this is just selfishly for me.
Okay.
You know that all I, like my work that I do is really centered around social media kind of observation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, in the nutrition field, has it ruined your life that clients are coming to you, probably seeing fads that they're seeing on Instagram?
Like
coming to you.
Like, what do you think of eating a whole orange with the peel with cayenne
that,
and cinnamon?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like I've always had a clientele that was reading everything, maybe panicked about some things, curious. And like, I love to then go, especially if I haven't heard of something, which I hadn't of the orange until a client came in and was like, what?
Right.
I'm like, can you eat orange peel? Like, is there, right. I mean, I was like, you better get an organic orange. You better wash it well.
Yeah.
So like, I love that because I love to then like, where do we stand on this?
Right.
And sometimes like, I love my pediatrician said something to me once. He said, and he's like a researcher, an academic, but he's like, just because something hasn't been proven doesn't mean it's not true.
Right.
So even if something sounds like wackadoo, like, is there actual research? If not, like, I'll create the research. We test drive like so many things
here. And
how
does it make you feel?
Right.
Ultimately?
And a lot of, that's the thing with a lot of things, maybe not certain supplements, and but a lot of things in nutrition, like try it out. Most things aren't dangerous. I'll state if they are.
Right.
And like, again, if it makes you feel good, like great, like eat the whole orange.
All right. Like, if it helps, I'm going to have to try that now.
So this is actually the finale of season 2. Which is fun. Thanks for being here.
I'm so excited. This is like a dream come true.
We now have 30 episodes for you to go back and listen to. And what I'm psyched, people are saying like, oh, sometimes I re-listen, like I'll before a trip, listen to, you know, the travel episode, or I'll re-listen to something to like reinforce it. We're definitely just the businessy side of things going to like pursue sponsors and reevaluate and expect to pick back up, you know, sort of after spring break, if there is a break with Corona. So if you miss us in March, definitely rate us. We're also open to like any episode requests. Getting a lot about like teen nutrition lately.
Oh.
Which is not really like my thing, but.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I know.
They're so set in there. My son is like a truffle sniffing pig. If I make one switch, like if I switch the ketchup.
Right.
He's like, you know, what happened to the ketchup?
I know. My kids are always like, zoodles. Like, dude, that's not a noodle. It's a noodle. But thank you, Jenna.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Where can everybody find you?
Well, you follow me on Instagram, Jenna Kingsley, JenaKingsley.
Do you like hate your parents for the one N?
They spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's like not fair at all. But it's Jenna with one N, Kingsley. You could check out my stuff on YouTube. I also have a website, jennakingsley.com.
I didn't know you had a website.
Everything and read everything and just stalk me. Just wait outside my door.
I mean, with so much that's heavy, it's so nice. Like Jenna's stuff, like just like makes you laugh. And it, she's like a very, you know, sort of good, like observer of human behavior. I think we kind of overlap in that. I don't do it in such a funny manner. I just call people
out.
You're
actually very funny.
Oh, thank you.
Like you are, seriously. She is.
But I think you guys will really like it. And you can also find us in the Love is Blind Facebook.
Yes, you can also see us posting about Jessica and Barnett and Amber.
I have 2 nutrition degrees. Thank you, everyone. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.